What is something you or someone you saw did just to watch the world burn? I'm a high school science teacher. At least once a year, we'll start a rumor about one of us getting arrested for something. A co-worker of mine told some students that I dressed up as Selena Gomez for Halloween once. It's been over a year, and I still get kids that like to yell, "Hi, Selena!" I also toot while walking by students who I don't like for whatever reason. Crop dusting crappy students is one of my favorite parts of being a teacher. For a while, I had a townhouse where I had a bathroom window that overlooked the parking lot. Sometimes, I would sit there with my key fob and hit the lock button so that the horn on my car would honk right when people walked by, just to watch them jump. In the early 90s, universal remote controls were new. I had a grudge against a local AV store, so I got one of the programmable remotes, and in the middle of the night I turned on everything in the store through the window and upped all the volumes to max, once a week for months on end. Oh, I had a buddy that did this in high school. Whenever the teacher would attempt to show a movie in class, he'd use the universal remote to turn the TV off just as the teacher sat down. She was convinced the TV was haunted. You can buy a code-free universal remote that fits on your keyring. I had one and it was pretty handy at bars. My friend's girlfriend was complaining on Facebook about vomiting and feeling nauseous. I made a joke teasing her about morning sickness and congratulating her on the baby. The next hour had her wall blowing up with family and friends who took it seriously, congratulating her. Needless to say, I got a good laugh. This is a very bold move, and I'm sick because I kind of love how messed up it is. I wonder if her parents were friends with her on Facebook. A reply to this follows. Dude, this Christmas I had most of my family over for dinner, and out of nowhere, Cousin A went up to Cousin B, touched her belly and said, "How's the baby going?" jokingly. Cousin B froze, and it turns out she really was pregnant and planning on announcing it that night. Take a piece of paper and spread a thin layer of corn flour on the paper. Slide the piece of paper under a door and use a can of compressed air to blow the corn flour off the paper and onto everything on the other side of the door. The person who enters the room will find a thin layer of the powder coating quite a bit of the room. When they go to clean it up, they will inevitably use a damp cloth, and that is when the magic occurs. If you've ever played with corn flour and water, you know it becomes a non-Newtonian fluid, and these properties make it a nightmare to clean up. When you apply pressure, it's this stubborn, gloopy, solid mess on the wall. But when you release the pressure, it starts to freely run down the wall like a liquid. Every Christmas, I take an ugly ornament off our tree and put it on someone else's, usually during a party or something. I have yet to be caught. One time I did something to watch the world burn, and it completely backfired in my face. It was the worst prank in the history of my life. I was a dumb child. I got superglue and I went around my house gluing down things that I thought people would rarely use. Top shelf picture frame, old scarf in my mum's bottom drawer, dictionary on the bookshelf, etc. About 20 things in total. I thought that people would come across these things over the course of months, that they would become confused and not understand how it kept happening. It was going to be my secret glory. My mum came across every single item in the course of a day. She cleans the house a lot more often than I anticipated. It was bad. Real bad. Most of the guys on the team I work with are quite overweight and have different opinions on weight loss. They also love being right. It's pretty simple to say, "Does insert food here make you insert random weight or loss gain symptom here?" and then wait for the argument to explode and put my headphones back on whilst they argue. I work in a pizza shop. Every time someone orders 10 wings, I always put in 11, just hoping that whoever ordered those wings plans on splitting them evenly. And I've just started a war within the household over who gets that last wing. If I ordered chicken wings and got an extra one free, I would just think the guy who made them was being nice for no reason other than that he's a nice guy. I go onto random YouTube videos and write the word fake when it clearly isn't and just watch the crap storm that develops. I stole an entire place setting from the old spaghetti factory, one piece at a time. A salad plate, dinner plate, bowl, glass, spoon, fork, knife, and even a bread knife. It took months. Then one day I went there for dinner with everything in a messenger bag, right before I left it set up on the table. Whenever I visit a friend or a relative's place, I turn the magnets on their fridge upside down. Never been caught. I have, however, heard complaints of, "Someone keeps turning my gosh darn magnets upside down," once or twice. lived in a neighborhood called Caroline Pines. One night, we switched the E and the I on the sign to make Caroline, word for male anatomy. Stayed like that for 4 days. My buddy used to live in a neighborhood called Bantam Woods, and we got hammered one night and changed it to Batman Woods. Should have changed it to Batman's Wood. In junior year of high school, my class was given a 200-question test to do in an hour and a half. Some kid convinced everyone to white out the corner of the Scantron, so the professor had to mark every single answer by hand in a class of 30. He had to do it, and the average was 84. Something like this happened at my school, and the teacher failed every test. In fourth grade, I created a club called the Safety Patrol Busters. I'm not sure how common Safety Patrol kids are, or if it's still done, but they were the kids who volunteered to make sure other kids weren't doing anything unsafe, like running. If they caught you running, they'd yell at you to stop and go back and walk. During recess, me and the other boys in the club would seek out the Safety Patrol kids in their orange vests and run as fast as we could past them. When they yelled stop, we'd keep running. This would usually cause them to give chase. We had this secret hiding spot underneath the portable classroom buildings, trailers, where we'd hide out and watch them try to find us. They never caught the Safety Patrol Busters, ever. I don't mean to be that kind of jerk, but when I was 17, I decided to go and buy some groceries at a Giant store or some equivalent. As I walked around, I saw some very strict-looking mums, and I had the brilliant idea of putting some random unhealthy food in their shopping carts, unnoticed, and let the kids take the blame. I thought I'd see what the mums would do. These mums, I could hear them from two aisles away, screaming at their children as they all denied putting the 6-pack of chocolate pudding, or 2 packs of Mountain Dew, or 4 boxes of Lucky Charms in the shopping cart. Senior year of high school, I taught 3 kids how to use any phone on campus to page over the loudspeakers. That was a hilarious week. To those curious, my school had an odd PA setup that could be used via punching in the correct extension from one of the school phones. I don't know why it was set up this way. The teachers didn't use it, probably weren't allowed, and the morning announcements were always done from the office where the actual PA mic was. Obviously, they've since changed this. I would pay actual money to hear the announcements. I know that, being kids, there was a high likelihood that it was just tooting noises and words for anatomy, but they can also be very creative in ways that we can't. I know that when I've worked with kids, they've nearly killed me laughing several times. I work at Disney World, that's the one in Florida. I found a list of the phone numbers to all the rides at Disneyland, California. I used to dial the Dumbo ride in Florida, and then before they answered, conference to the Dumbo ride in California. Both would answer, "Dumbo, this is so-and-so," and I'd just sit on mute, listening to them trying to figure out who the real so-and-so working at Dumbo was. No one ever said, "Wait, are you in Florida or California?" Put Skittles and M&Ms in the same bowl. They are appropriate snacks at some parties, as you now have S&Ms. My daughter has amazing hand-eye coordination and can throw with scary accuracy. We're a family that loses our crap when people in movie theaters talk or text or make noise. Some guy a few rows ahead kept pulling out his phone to check Facebook during the movie. I dared my daughter to throw a milk dud at his phone, and she hit it each time he pulled it out. Finally, he stopped. Then he put his feet up on the seat ahead of him where another person was sitting, so she started pelting his foot. Eventually, he sat like a perfect gentleman with nary a movement or phone check. This doesn't sound like watching the world burn, but rather keeping the world from burning. Good story, though. I jaywalked yesterday while a parking cop watched. I made eye contact. I built a dummy when I was 10 or so. My friends and I would stand in the front yard with it, wait until a car came by, and then beat the crap out of it. We'd tear his head off or put him in a hangman's noose and throw him in the street. He was about our size too, so people usually thought we were beating up another kid. They'd slam on the brakes or get out of the car to chew us out. One time we attached his hands to the second story windowsill so it looked like he was hanging on for dear life, and some lady called 911. That was the end of that. We had an empty block of land next door to our house when I was a teenager, with a tall fence across the front. I used to drag our trampoline over to the fence, climb onto the neighbor's adjoining brick fence, and wait for someone to walk past before yelling, "Swan dive!" and doing one onto the trampoline. From their perspective, it looked like I was doing a belly flop onto solid ground, and I never failed to get a reaction. In middle school, we would have a bathroom break right after lunch every day. When we went to do our business, a kid in my class started laughing maniacally while peeing in one of the urinals and proceeded to aim his pee into the corner of the bathroom. He kept laughing as his pee covered the floor, and for some freaking reason, three other kids started doing the same thing. By the time they were done, there was a pool covering about a third of the floor space. That would have been bad enough, but then four of them started to jump around and splash people. Freaking kids. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. I worked as a camp counselor for a long time, and when I was supervising a big area alone, I'd bring all of my water guns. I hate participating in water fights, but I love watching them. My favorite thing to do is to give a water gun to one kid and encourage them to be as obnoxious as possible, watching while everyone else in the area grows to slowly hate them. Then I'll start passing them out to the other obnoxious kids and build my own little squad of terror. But the real fun comes when I engineer their demise by slowly arming a resistance against them. Brother begins turning on brother, and I watch like Caligula atop my tall rock, dry and sipping bug juice. The goal is to have a full-on war breakout by the time someone else is supposed to take over for me. In my 8th grade English class, we occasionally critiqued each other's assignments by leaving a comment on the back and then passing it to the person next to us, until everyone had reviewed each paper. One day, I decided to write "I heart Brandon," I'm Brandon, on every single paper. Eventually, my teacher noticed and got really upset that someone wasn't taking the task seriously. She instantly accused my girlfriend, who happened to be in the class and was always doodling girly stuff on her binder instead of paying attention. My girlfriend, full of adolescent emotions, erupted into tears while proclaiming her innocence. After a moment, my girlfriend's tears of embarrassment turned into tears of rage when she realized that if she hadn't written the message, another girl probably had. She got up out of her chair and started yelling and pointing at another girl, accusing her of trying to break us up. The other girl denied doing it and then started firing vulgar insults right back at my girlfriend. At this point, everyone in the class was yelling and cheering on the verbal slugfest, until eventually my teacher got everyone under control. Needless to say, I could have stopped the ordeal at any moment. I still smile just thinking about it. I worked as a wilderness guide this summer. Among my duties was packing food for the kids, ages 14 through 18, whom I would bring into the wilderness for 5 to 10 days. Every meal, chewy granola bars were involved. I would always pack 11, for 12 kids, of the same flavor, usually s'mores, and then one wild card. The kids would get so sick of the s'mores by day 2 or 3, and it was the funniest thing in the world to watch them fight over the special flavor. Real Lord of the Flies stuff. There are two break rooms on my floor at work, and each of them has a few cupboards full of dishes and coffee cups. Each break room pretty much is the same distance from my cubicle. Each day I make a cup of tea in one break room, and when done, I put it in the other's dishwasher. I roped in a coworker who sits next to me to do this as well. It was only a matter of a few weeks before people were complaining about how one break room had way too many coffee cups, and the other one always had none. Near the end of the school year, I found a stash of permanent markers in the staff room of the elementary school in which I taught. This school required all students to remove outdoor footwear and place them on shelves near the exits. On the last day of school, I put a gift marker in each shoe. After school, I relaxed on the playground and watched. At any instant, I could see all of the stages of the prank play out. The surprised discovery, the opening and testing of the pen, the tentative line drawn down the stair rail, and the expanding cloud of graffiti spreading out from each doorway. I have two really, really crappy roommates. They won't clean, they use my crap all the time, play music and video games really loud until 4 a.m. sometimes. Anyway, I like to mess with them a lot by doing little things to annoy them. For instance, one of them is really short and I'm 6'4", so sometimes I put stuff that he uses a lot on really high shelves or places where he can't see them. One of them is constantly playing my Xbox on my TV, even when I want to play, so one time before I went out of town for the weekend, I put clear tape over the CD drive so it wouldn't open, and it actually just looked really like the Xbox broke. So that was fun when I came back, it magically worked perfectly. Just little things to annoy them until I can get the frick out of there. I had a big tub full of jelly beans when I was a kid, and my cousin dumped in a bag of those Harry Potter ones with flavors like grass and booger. There weren't a lot of them, but there were enough that every once in a while you would unexpectedly gag. I don't know if any of our listeners are old enough to remember these, but the Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans were absolutely disgusting. If you did this in a communal bowl of jelly beans rather than one's relatives, you would raise hell. I hold the doors open for people who are more than 7 feet away just to watch them do that stupid half jog. I really enjoy it when they thank me through gritted teeth and labored breath. I love when people do this. I intentionally walk slower just to be that guy. I've had people give up and just let go of the door and walk away. This doesn't work for me. I love making situations awkward, so I will stand there with an awkward smile on my face. I might even do an awkward half wave and call you Jeff. One day, while living in a house with four other roommates, a hat blew into our yard and landed on the back step, which was the main entrance. It was upright on the bottom step, like someone had placed it there. All of us thought it was weird and moved on with our lives. That same week, I went to the thrift store and bought all the weirdest cheap hats I could find. Each Tuesday, I would place an increasingly weirder hat on the back porch on my way to class. Our landlord's conspiracy theories ranged from the Mad Hatter to homeless people to one of our friends leaving the hats. I kept this up until we had a collection of 30-plus hats in our closet. They didn't believe that it was me when I told them. Fake items boxes or bananas on the ramp for the shortcut in Koopa Troopa Beach. That is just messed up. Singapore is a weird place. It's an especially weird place for an American teen. An even weirder time when our classmate was arrested at our school and was caned. Well, Singaporeans tend to be reserved and not very outgoing. We Americans were generally more outgoing, and sometimes we used to make Singaporeans uncomfortable. For example, the bus stop was about half a mile from my house. On the way, we'd walked by a big house with a few guards. My friend was with me and told me the Prime Minister lived there. Again, really small country. So we walk up to the guards and started to shake their hands and just started talking to them. They were so flustered and confused, because no one has ever done that. We weren't threatening anyone, it was just us two and we were really friendly. It was the middle of the day and we were just 16 and posed no threat. It's a normal neighborhood after all, and we had backpacks on and school uniforms. After about 3 minutes, they were extremely nervous, because they weren't trained for this. Seeing a trained guard meant to handle threats, not having any idea what to do with people being friendly to him, was unbelievably hilarious to us. We had our fun and we left. I invited both the conservatives and the liberal groups at my university to the same pub during the 2012 US presidential elections. Fisticuffs were had. When I worked at the school cafeteria, I learned my fellow college students treated cafe workers like crap. So since it was my job to keep the salad bar stocked, I never ever put the low-fat options out. It's like the dumbest act of passive aggression I ever did, but I really hope some of those buttholes got big. I used to white out the page numbers in my school textbooks, usually in large groups of 20 or 30 pages. I always choose the middle urinal. My friend has a wife that has a bit of a jealous streak. One day, while I was hanging out at his place, we were arguing about something and he made a pretty personal insult. So I turned to his wife and say, "Hey, did he ever tell you about Rebecca?" He shot up off the couch with a look on his face that I can only describe as a combination of fear, anger, and a desire to murder me and started yelling, "He's a freaking liar! Don't believe a word he says!" A guy was being a royal prick to me and everyone around him, just a loud D-bag. It was at a local resale store and I was holding this old 90s VHS video recorder, and when he saw it, he went ape crap over wanting it so bad. He even tried to take it out of my hands at one point, which almost got his butt kicked six ways to Sunday. Well, I didn't even really want it, but I paid 20 bucks for it. This guy wanted it so badly he followed me outside and offered something like $40 for it, and that I would be stupid not to take it. I didn't say a gosh darn word. I stared his butt down for about 5 seconds before walking to the dumpster by the side of the building. Just with all of my force and all of my might, I spiked that freaking VHS down into the empty metal dumpster. It hit with such force, lots of little plastic and metal bits came flying up, and that recorder was effed. The look on his face made it so worth it. I started laughing hysterically all the way to my car, and as I was driving away, he was still just open-mouthed and staring at me. I lost my voice the next day from laughing for so long and so hard. The KLF, an extremely successful British acid house duo, ended up with about £1 million on their hands. What did they do? They took it to an island off Scotland and burned it.
I think the most normal thing one can do to ensure the world burns is deny climate change.
In high school, we went around late at night during an election and swapped people's lawn signs with one from the other party. I'm a line cook at a restaurant, and just a few months after starting there, we went through some major management changes. The proprietor had just quit, and the head chef fired under questionable circumstances. A lot of the staff seemed pretty loyal to them and felt more like family. The days and weeks that followed were filled with hot tempers and a lot of women crying. One morning, a new lady chef was making herself a cup of coffee and commented that it tasted funny, concluding she hadn't rinsed the pot out well enough. Nobody thinks anything of it, and we continue about our workday. I'm working the next morning, and one of the prep cooks noticed that something he's cooking tasted funny, and I remembered about the coffee from the morning before. After an investigation, he concludes that someone had mixed powdered laundry soap in the big bin of sugar. Thousands and thousands of dollars of food were thrown out that morning. Everything made in the past few days with sugar. Nobody knows if and how many customers were served tainted food, but authorities were notified, and ultimately no cases of illness came up. It's a pretty unanimous opinion that a prep cook who had quit a few days before was the culprit, but to my knowledge, no charges have been filed. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.